Okay, here we go. Five words for Parshas Bishalach Shabbos Shira Tavshin Ayin Ches Alun Shabin Zchus Refuah Shalema for Baruch Tzvi Berivka Basya and Avi Moshe B'Shein Arocha B'Sof Shar Chol Yisrael. Perek Yigim Apostle Yuchas Apostle says Vayasev Elohim Esam Derev Hamid Bar Yamsuf Chamushim All Bnei Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim Kadosh Baruch Hu took the Klai Yisrael around toward the way of the Yamsuf and they were armed when they went up from Egypt. Rashi quotes the day of in the Mechilta, says, what is the Lashon of Chamushim? That it shows that one out of five is of Klai Yisrael left Egypt. Four-fifths of Klai Yisrael left in the Machas of Choshech. And the question the Rosh HaLatoyer quotes, and it was really quoted by Ramelech Biderman, you can find the Rosh HaLatoyer in Perek Yud Pasuk of Beis, is Dafka, if all these people, the four-fifths that they died, we know they didn't believe in the Geula, then why Dafka Dasan and Aviram have the schus to leave? You know, Dasan and Aviram is already in the Koch story. How did Dasan and Aviram, the ones who told on Moshe, you know, to Paro, about what Moshe did, how did Dasan and Aviram survive? So the Rosh says very simple. The Rosh says that because they never gave up hope in the schus of the Geula coming, of the redemption coming, it doesn't matter what they did to Moshe Rabbeinu, because they had the tremendous emunah in the Geula coming, that was the schus for them, and that's why they were able to survive. The next shot, we're going to see something else we never knew about the Dasan Aviram. But we see over here, the Dasan Aviram, because they never lost hope in the schus of the Geula coming, that's what gave them the Siyat Deshmaya, be able to join up Klai Yisrael. We're going to see how they joined up Klai Yisrael in a second, right over here, Perek Yudalei, Pasuk Gimel, Avot number 2. The Pasuk says, the Amar Paro, Livnei Yisrael, Nevuchem, Ha'aret, Sagar, Lem, Hamidbar. Paro said to about Klai Yisrael, they are confined in the land, the wilderness has locked them in. So Rashi says, Libnei Yisrael, Al Bnei Yisrael, means about Klai Yisrael, right? Li usually means two. Rashi says, no, he means Al, about. However, the Targum Yonasan, which is quoted by the Maral Diskin, just as Yartzeit last week, Shulev Diskin, Yerushalayim Yerkodesh, Maral Diskin says that, no, who did Paro say, Libnei Yisrael? Who stayed in Egypt? It was actually Dasan and Aviram. Targum Yonasan says that Paro was talking to Dasan and Aviram and says that they're locked in the Midbar. So now the question is, how did they come back to Klai Yisrael? Because you know they end up being swallowed up in the Korach story. How did they get back to Klai Yisrael? The Maral Diskin quotes a Medrash. And he says that, Medrash in Parsha Shemos, and he says that Dasan and Aviram were the Shoytrim. They were the police officers that the Mitzrim put in charge of Klai Yisrael to make sure that the bricks and all the quota of the work was finished. Because Dasan and Aviram never put on the ultimate pressure on Klai Yisrael, what happened was once they joined up with Paro by Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Yamsuf split up for them once again. He's not sure in the Pesukim is that the Kriyas Yamsuf did for Klai Yisrael, swallowed up all the Egyptians besides Paro, and then the Yamsuf split again for Dasan and Aviram. Why? Says the Maral Diskin and Schus, because they didn't put up pressure when they were the Shochim, right? They were like the chevra from the Holocaust, the taskmasters that the Nazis put in charge of the Jews, they put Jews in charge of Jews. Dasan Aviram said, no, you want to have nothing to do with that? And they had such an ava for Klai Yisrael, and that's why they were able to join them, Klai Yisrael. We always think that Dasan Aviram are always bad, but we see here, one, from the Rush, that they always believed in redemption, and two, they cared about Klai Yisrael so much that actually gave them the schus to be able to have their own Yamsuf. Moving on, own Kriyas Yamsuf. Moving on to Perek Yudalet Pasuk Gimel. Oh, staying on the same Pasuk, Taka, I forgot that. So Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm, he actually asks a question. He says that on this Pasuk, that Paro said they're trapped in the land. So Rav Simcha Zissel asks a great question. The Sefer Chochma Musar, Chelek Aleph, page 316, Shin Tes Zayin. How could it be that Paro possibly think that after all the miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for Klai Yisrael, all the miracles, and after all the makos, that what, they're going to be entrapped? That Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to forsake them? How could anyone with any level of intelligence think, any level of smartness think that they're going to be confined to the wilderness? So it says, Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm, a very psychological, very, very human nature type of vort. And he says that when someone has such a strong will to be able to do something, such a strong desire to be able to do something, you're going to act irrational. Doesn't matter how irrational it is. If a person has a strong will to do something, you're not going to think. It actually reminded me of the word we said 2 weeks ago in Parshas Va'era of Davka, why by the Tzfardeya? They kept on hitting the Tzfardeya. Every time they kept on hitting them, the frogs increased. If they saw that increase, then they should stop hitting them. So the stipler writes in Berachos HaPeretz, he says that when a person is angry, you're not thinking. Right, it's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that there are three things that take a person out of this world. Kinah, taiva, kav, and matzinas, adam in oilam. What does it mean takes you out of this world? The jealousy and desire and the desire for and honor literally takes a person spiritually out of this world that they're not able to be in this world. And this is that, and they're not able to make rational and good decisions. And says Rav Simcha Zesel of Kelm, that's exactly the word over here. Even though Paro saw all the makos, and then he saw the makos b'choros, he still went after Klai Yisrael. Because when someone has a strong will, a strong desire, you're not thinking rationally. So I think the word is, Maisa, before we make any decision, we always have to make sure, am I thinking rationally? Am I thinking with my emotions? To make sure to be able to think with the proper mindset. Moving on to idea number four. The idea number four comes to us from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chav Zayin. So we know Klai Yisrael, they part Yamsa, Kriyas Yamsa comes, and then they are not able to drink the waters at Mara. The waters are bitter. The Kutz Grevi says that Kimarim Hay means that they themselves were bitter. It's not for now. We think we spoke about it in the past. So the Pasuk is an open Pasuk of Chamishi. Vayavoy Elima V'sham Shtemeser Enos Mayim V'shim Tamarim Ayachnu Sham Alamayim. They came to this place called Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms. They encamped there by the water. We just read through this Pasuk probably every year and just say, okay, very nice. But the Chavetz Chaim says something very beautiful. First, we see the Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra says that they were one day by Mara, 20 days by Elim. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that they couldn't last without water, and they're dafka by 20 days by Elim, because that's where they had water. Kadosh Baruch Hu made things easy for us, even though that one day was hard. But Chavetz Chaim notes a very, very interesting lesson also in human nature. And he says the following. He says that why is it that sometimes people complain? And sometimes people make wrong decisions and they complain. He says, because at the end of the day, a person has a short-term outlook. A person has a short-term outlook. If we only knew that we would only be in Mara for one day, they wouldn't have complained so much about the water and the food. If we'd had a long-term perspective, they wouldn't have started complaining. He says, that's the whole idea. Why do they start complaining? By Mara, because we didn't have this long term perspective. It's a lesson in patience. When a person has understands what patience is, especially now their January break, when sometimes there are certain restaurants, Florida or the airports, so it's okay to be able to work on our patience. Patience decreases worry. But patience is a very, very special meat that we all have to try to work on. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, not the person in front of you in the grocery store, not the person here, not the person there. Everything comes from the Bono Shalom. Someone's taking usually longer than it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu say, okay, alright, it's time to work on patience. It's time to work on your patience. And this is the whole lesson of Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim said, if a Klai Yisrael only knew that the one day after Mara they would have 20 days of Elim, then the one day of Mara would never happen. He says, that's what we have to have. We have to have this long-term outlook. A person has to have this long-term outlook, especially when things are going a little difficult in one's day. Finally, fifth and final idea, Shmos Yudzayin Ches, the last paragraph of the last story of the Parsha. Although Amalek v'ilachat mi'mitzol b'refidim, Amalek came and they fought against Klai Yisrael at refidim. The Bavitch Rebbe writes in Sichos Kodesh, Tuf Shin Lametes Chelik Beis. He says, Davka, why was Amalek able to physically attack us? Why were they able to attack us? We were on the top of the world, right? We just came out of Mitzrayim, just had Kriyas Yamsuf. Why are they able to attack us? He says that their physical attack of Amalek is because our spiritual attack of our inner Amalek. It says that we were questioning, is the Kadosh Baruch Hu still with us? We are questioning our Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Bavitch Rebbe quotes that Amalek we know is Gamach is Suffolk. Amalek is 240, is a Suffolk, is doubting. He says that the physical Amalek, says the Rebbe, they were able to attack us because our spiritual Amalek was letting it. Because we were thinking, oh, is the Kadosh Baruch Hu really with us? We finished the Makos, we finished Yamsuf, now we're going back to the regular world. We're thinking at the end of the day, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is still with us. But says the Rebbe, Amalek, the physical Amaleks are never able to attack you if you're spiritually strong in your Amalek. If you firmly always believe the Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, even though a Jew sometimes falls, a Jew could always come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. This is a very good message, especially now getting ready in the few days that we have before Tu B'Shvat, and especially now the time that we have before Purim. At the end of the day, no enemy of Klai Yisrael, no Amalek can touch us if we remember who we are. And we know the Gemara in Kiddushin. This is not from the Rabbi, just my own thing. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, famous machlokes, Daf Lamed Vav, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, when do we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children? And Rabbi Yehuda says, only when we do the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Meir, no. Bekach veikach nik Rabbanim, we're always the Ribbono Shel Olam's children. And the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, I believe it's Tshuva 196 in his Tshuvas, and he says, usually in a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, we're passing like
Yehuda.
But here we pass him like a Remeir. The Kubinu Rebbe says it's a mitzvah to first in this Rashba. They were to remember, a Jew could always come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Malik wants us to doubt ourselves, that maybe when we fall, maybe that we need some tikkunim when it comes to Inyan Kedusha, that's what Shavim is all about. We can never, ever believe that we could always come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the lesson of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, Malik is only able to physically attack us because we are spiritually doubting ourselves. Let's just review these five ideas. Start off in the Rashi, the Chamushim. Why is it called the Chamushim? Rashi says, because 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died in the Makos Choshech. But then the Rosh says, if 4/5 die, why didn't Dasan Avim also die? The Rosh says in Perek Yud Pasuk Chav Beis, he says, no, in Merit they never lost hope in the Gula coming. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the bracha that they were able to be able to join up Klal Yisrael. They were able to be able to make it out of Egypt. How did they make it out of Mitzrayim? We know in Perek Yudal Pasuk Gimel, this is the second idea. Rashi says that Rimar Paral Al Yisrael Libanesu means Albanesu means about Klal Yisrael. But no, the Targum Yonasan quoted by the Maral Diskin says that the Dasan Avim never left. And then how did they join up Klal Yisrael? They joined up because at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, so there's a medrash, that they were shaitrim, and they didn't want to put the pressure on the Jews to make a certain quota every day. And at the end of the day, when they came to Yamsuf with Paro and all the Egyptians, the Yamsuf split again for them as well. It's a tremendous lesson, obviously, of caring for other people. Staying on the same pasuk, the third idea of Simcha Zezal of Kem, how could Paro make these decisions after seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu do so much for Klal Yisrael? How could he in his rational mind, think that Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have Klal Yisrael's back? He says, no, when a person has strong desire, says Simcha Zezal of Kem, he doesn't think rationally, he just thinks emotionally, and then he's not making good decisions. And I think that connected back to the stipler of the Dafka by the Tzfardea. Why did they keep on hitting the Tzfardea? Because if they saw that it kept on increasing, because when a person's angry, when a person's not thinking, and you do things that are irrational. The fourth idea we said from the Ibn Ezra and the Chavetz Chaim, that only one day in Mara, 20 days in Elim. But the Chavetz Chaim said if they saw that they were only going to be one day in Mara, they had this long-term outlook. When things are going hard and things are going stressful, realize that there's a big picture, and then you're able to plow through, you're able to get through that short-term challenge. That's the Chavetz Chaim. A person has to have a long-term outlook and perspective on life. And fifth, the final idea from the Babich Rebbe, that a Malik was only able to attack us because our inner Malik, our spiritual Malik, we're saying, is Kadosh Baruch Hu still with us? And then the physical Malik was there. We have to remember Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with us, whether we fall, we're always a Kadosh Baruch Hu's children, no matter what. That's how we passing like Rabbi Meir, the Gemara and Kiddushin. So we should be zochem Meretz Hashem to always have tremendous belief in our own personal emunas, in our individual faiths, in our individual redemptions, in Klal Yisrael redemption, to always care for each other like Dasan and Avirim, be able to understand at the end of the day, to be able to make rational decisions, not emotional decisions, and decisions that don't make sense. Be able to, when we're going through hard times, be able to have a little patience, be able to see, have a little long-term perspective, to never ever doubt that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with us and inside of us. We can always come back to Him and return to Him. Shkoyach.